The Russian Lama Ches. Okay. So he mentions the problem in gross. That the pasuk of Yom Sum Chaschem Moadechem Rosh Chodshechem Atam Bachatotros. So the problem is, it's not a tzki of shofar. The Ramban argued that you have to be mosel over there, the pasuk from shofar, from Zechronos. Now, from where? From where do we use the pasuk? Now, from Malchus. Right. Because the Gemara says you could use the same pasuk for Malchus and for Shofros. So that was Ramban's Eitzah. Yeah. So, Va'ani Omer, the Rush says, he disagrees with the Ramban. She'ein l'shanos matbeya brachos she'nogu b'moser shonam. An interesting thing. You see, there's a kapeta b'mishana the matbeya brachos shenogu b'moser shonam. Yeah. But what he's saying is there's matbeah of the niyug. That you shouldn't be mishana the matbeah of niyug also. Not just the matbeah of the bracha. Matbeah of the bracha, mishana matbeah of the bracha, really where you change the structure of the bracha. But over here you're not doing that because you're just adding a pasuk from, and that is the matbeah, ten psukim. But apparently he held that there's matbeah shel minig. And you shouldn't change the Mapesh Shel Minig either. Okay. V'chi the trouble of Shofar Mikra Shofar or the Nami Tfiyah. Mishum Duchsiv Chatzoshos Bekro Lo Gri. So it's very difficult what he's saying because... How could he say the fact that says chatzotzos is not gri? I mean, it's not. The Mishnah was Mishnah mitzvah sayom b'shofros. So chatzotzos is not the mitzvah sayom. So how can you say it's lo gri? I mean, it's a different. It's a different gear. So Rabbi Wolf wanted to say that one of the ideas that we said once. And Tkiyas, and I think we said that's why you have all the halukas. Because in the halukas and the Tkiyas, even though you have 10, you hear the halukas. Why? Because haluka really expresses an idea that lecha dumiya seila. That one of the ideas of shofar that we said was that man can't formulate the shvacha shel makom. So Tkiyah is an expression of a frustration. To be mishabeach, but we can't find the words. So therefore, that is the concept of tkiya. So it doesn't matter if it's chatzotros, because in that respect they're both the same. As a matter of fact, the migdash was b'chatzotros v'kol shofar real with name al Hashem, but you might reckon the shofar because mitzvah sayom b'shofar. But really the but really, the nature of the tkiyah, so that shows you that the mitzvah yom is b'shofar, but the nature of the ma'isa tkiyah shofar is really the same as the ma'isa tkiyah chatzotros, and that is l'cha dumiya seila. So once you enunciated the nature of the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah tkiyah shofar, even though you didn't say shofar, it still reflects on the mitzvah sayom of shofar. And the fact that the tkiyah is defined and it mentions chatzotros, that really doesn't really, is not megareya. Because What you're trying to do is to define the nature of the Maisar Mitzvah Tkia. And that nature is defined whether it's in Chatzotros or whether it's in Shofros. Chatzotros are called Shofar, real with name El Hashem, and Yamarach B'Shofros, Kshem Mitzvah Sayyam B'Shofros. But the mice is really the same. So you define the mice of HaMitzvah Shofar. That's how we explain the rush. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on a second. Give me a second. Mapeya Shinogu be Moser Rishonim. It's true, you should not let Rishonim Mapeya Shil Bracha. But that's because you're changing the meaning of the Bracha, the ideas. Mapeya doesn't mean a word, it means you're changing the ideas. But over here, you're not doing that. Nevertheless, the Rush has a Kepeda on being Mishana the Tsuras. Amateya. Tsuras Amateya. Why? I mean, we don't really.
Ready?
Yeah.
You see, it's because, like, it's feel like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, like, something that, like, they have to, like, memorize, and there was a particular, like, most people didn't really know it. So they didn't want to start changing, in particular, they didn't want to change the feel like Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, a practical reason.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
But why
is it? It's like, Shehim Nishanah Tafayat Bakash, Shehna Lukim Masarishanah.
Right.
Like, it's a Nira.
In particular, because of Rosh Hashanah.
Right, again.
Us have a different reason. What he says is Shenogu b'mos harishonim. He doesn't say that in l'shanas mapeah bracha Shenogu or say the Shenogu l'sader tibor. I mean, he seems to say Shenogu b'mos harishonim. So it has to do with the fact that Shenogu b'mos harishonim. Maybe he means to say that what you're saying is, by being Mishana, you're saying is that the Rishonim made a mistake. That there was a tois in their Matea. So that's bad to do.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I think we saw a similar idea in Tosos we did last year in Lama Gimel Amud Aleph by Rabbeinu Tam, where he didn't want to change the Minhag too much because of he didn't want to be Mavaza what the Rishonim did.
That's right, you're right. That's correct. We said that. That's right. That's what we said. You're right. I knew this was familiar. It was from last year.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what you have to say. I mean, that's what the Mashmoyah says. So whenever you're Mishana, you're by implication, you're saying that the Rishonim really made a mistake, and that's a breakdown in the Masorah. It's a breakdown of the Masorah. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to break down the Masara. That's why the Rush says that.
Rabbi, is he saying that as like a blanket rule, that even if a minhag just does not make sense to you, you shouldn't change it because of that breakdown?
No, if it's wrong, if it's absolutely wrong, you have no choice.
No. Right, so according to Ramban, though, is that not what he held it's absolutely wrong, but the Rush held that there's like a way to see it? Is that the difference?
That's correct, because that's why the Rush has to justify it.
Okay.
What the Rush says is that as long as there's a svara, as long as you find a svara to justify it, so you shouldn't be Mishana.
And even if like the Rush held really your Ramban svara was better, as long as it was justifiable, was like a legitimate svara the other way, you wouldn't change it.
That's correct. Still shouldn't change it. Of course, even though if you had your choice, you might agree with the Ramban if you had to make a choice.
Right.
Matbeah. So we rely on the Svara and we're not Mishana.
Right. I mean, that's why the Rush brings down that point. Otherwise, you just should have disagreed with the Ramban and Svara.
Right. That's correct. Otherwise, you should have said there's no reason for the Ramban's argument.
Right.
knows that if you were being misakin of a chatchila, so you'd be misakin like the Ramban. Why should you have to rely on the Svara? But the fact is that this is the minimum Moshe Rishonim, so that coerces you to rely on the Svara, as long as it's a good Svara. Okay? That's pretty much what he's saying. Shofros Makatros, that's on Chavov, correct? Yechofov on the base. Shofros Makatros, Vachatzotros, Shofros Marach, Vachatzotros Makatros, Shemitzvah Yom Shofar. Implication is that there's one Shrua, one Kim Shrua, but there's a Mitzvah Sayom in the Chefta. As long as you define the Mitzvah Chefta, nature of the mitzvah zayom and the chefta, and that's it. What was the next point we took up? Ron.
The Ron of Chesem of Beis.
Okay. So it's Tavches on the base in the Ran. Kivin Shomo Vesarotzcha Kosvay Moshuve Netzorach. That's Rav Hanan Hel. The Tanakhama holds you need Asara. Asara Malchis, Asara Zacharinus, Asara Shofros. The Biachanaman who says, Chelo Shelo Shizyotza. Hanano says, even Shomar, Tzoros Tzokos Uwem, or Shivein Etzorach. The question is, what is Rav Hanano's Shita? So, he can't say he doesn't know from anybody, he doesn't know from any Pesukim. So the Ran explains, Pirush Rav Hanano's Sphere like Rav Yochanan. Benuri, Damar Imama Gimel Gimel Yotza. Which is the theme, so it means to say that you can't say it like the Chachamim, because there you need three Pesukim. Can't say Kakosu Bazar Secha doesn't indicate three, but it indicates one. So it's true you're lacking in the Sfiras Devarim is lacking, but the quality you have because you state that it is there in the Torah, that you have a Raya from the Torah. So it's a reference to the, all you need is a reference to the Eved. Okay. V'Rambam's al kasav b'paragimel mehilchus shofar afilu shomar v'serasa kasav lema v'oma pasuk echad shel Torah v'hifsuk shuvein tzarech klom. Rambam has a strange thing. He doesn't say v'serasa and v'divrei kachecha and v'chen kasav l'idei v'dechan v'im. He just says, if you say v'serasa kasav lema and you say one pasuk shel Torah, then that's enough. So it comes out, he says, the Temul Dvarav, Rav Hanano Amarav, Dalmar Kaman, the Lokar of Yochanan ben Nuri, the Lokatana Kama. Because according to the Rambam, it's just one Pasuk. One Pasuk from Torah. And he doesn't make any reference to Ksuvim and to Nevi'im. Correct?
It's a
Bidi Eved
case.
Well, it's Bidi Eved, that's right, but it'll come out that Bidi Eved is a new Shita. Because the Bichamaneri says Bidi Eved, if you say three, it's okay. Shkivin Shiski Shlosha is okay. And now Rav Hanano is going to be saying even one. So it comes out there's three Shitas. He disagrees with Bichamaneri. The Ran apparently doesn't hold that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That he's not introducing a new shita, but according to the Rambam, it would seem that he is introducing a new shita. because he only has Pasuk Echad Shel Torah. Yeah. So my son wanted to say the pshat is like this, that the according to the Rambam, that the idea of Sukkim is different than according to the Ran. That according to the Rambam, the idea of Sukkim is not that you have Kriyas Sukkim as Rayas for the tefillah, but that the tefillah is made up of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the themes, together with Torah Shebachsav. So they merge together in one new entity. And that's the difference between the tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah and the tefillahs of Kol Hashanah. And that's why by Musa, for instance, if you don't say the psukim, it doesn't matter, it's not makev, because the psukim are rayas. The psukim. But over here, the psukim really are limud. And v'sarascha, what is Lashon Ram of v'sarascha? Afilu amar v'sarascha. What's Lashon Ram? Ram that of v'sarascha Hashem lekenu kasev lemar v'ama paskecha shel Torah. So that he's Mekayim, he started to do the limud of the limud of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. He started it. So Shuvei Netzorach, that's what it means, Shuvei Netzorach Klum, means as long as he started the limud, so it's enough. Even though he didn't complete it. So, one second, right. So really, in other words, the full measure is the limud of Torah, and then the limud of Ksuvim, and then the limud of Nevi'im, and Yechosim B'Shol Torah. But if he and that's really the full combination of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. But even if he just started the process. So it's a reference to the process. So then he's Yotze B'Dieved. He's Yotze B'Dieved. So the Rambam's really not explaining a new shita. He's just saying that the beginning of the process is enough. It means that he couldn't complete it. He wasn't able to complete it, but he started the process. So he's Yotze. That's the shita of Rambam. Okay. In other words, the Aschola is enough. As long as you have the Aschola of the process of the Mitzara, of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and he did it with the Pasuk in the Torah, which is essential, with that limit, so then he's Yotze.
Rabbi, what's the idea of having a tefillah that's a tzirup of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh?
What's that?
What's the idea of having a tefillah that's a tzirup between Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh?
You're going to have to get a little closer.
What is the idea of having a tefillah that's a tzirup of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh?
What's the idea?
Yeah, like when you said the limud, the psukim are not rayos.
If the psukim are not rayos.
Right. So like... I mean, I just don't understand what the significance is of having a tefillah composed out of a mixture of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh.
It means, what it means is that when it comes to Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, you need limud in the tefillah. Without limud, not really Mekayim Malchus, or Achronos or Shofros. These things require limud. That's where the Rambam understood the Gemara. That certain themes don't require limud. They're just two. They just enunciate the theme. But on Rosh Hashanah, since it's Malchus, Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Zichronos and Shofros, so those three themes are not, you're not Yotze those three themes unless you introduce limud. Limud is a different level of understanding. So in tefillah you have limud. And then that's the only way it could be yotze. But without the depth of limud, you aren't yotze. You aren't yotze these three things. That's what the Rambam holds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mean like a limud, like you're learning new ideas from the when you say these psukim, or you mean like reviewing in your mind ideas from psukim? You don't mean like you're learning ideas and not just from psukim while you're davening, do you?
What's that?
Do you mean that you're learning ideas about
Malchus
while you're...
It's very hard to hear.
Do you mean like you're learning ideas about Malchus from this psukim in the middle of your tefillah? Like you're learning ideas, I guess new ideas from this psukim while you're in the middle of your davening?
You're learning the psukim. You're learning the psukim. You have to understand the psukim. According to the Rambam, I mean, if you don't understand the psukim, it's no good. So, when you say a pasuk, when you say a theme and you say a pasuk, Pasuk is a limud on the theme, and it could be the Rambam holds. Now that you mention it, I mean, it could be the Rambam holds that the Tanakhama is a different shir and limud. He needs three. He needs ten psukim, and he needs three from each. He holds that the limud has to be different themes. That each limud is a different has a different nuance, And you need to get three. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, as long as you have limud, it's enough. Rav Hananel says, as long as you have that process in the tefillah, you yotze the tefillah.
But it's like you learn the psukim before you daven, and then when you say the psukim, you're like reviewing the ideas in your mind.
Right.
Not like you're actually thinking, like learning the psukim while you're davening.
Well, I mean, there's a thought process there. There has to be a thought process of limud. You say, "Ivid avim biyakov l'orom over yisrael shem alakov mo suras melech bo." So you have to. That's an idea. Suras melech bo means that the mitzvahs chashem yodei srua is the essence of Klal Yisrael, and that's why there's that hashgacha of "Ivid avim biyakov l'orom over yisrael." So it's Suras Melech Bo. Every pasuk is a different idea of Malchus.
Like, you don't discover that idea while you're davening. You think about that beforehand, and then when you're davening, that idea comes to mind when you're learning a pasuk.
That's correct. You're right. According to the Rambam, it's Mestaver that you really have to learn it. You really have to learn it. You can't just quote the psukim. If it's Rayas and Kriyas psukim, doesn't matter. You quoted the pasuk. It's your job. But if it's really limud, you have to understand it. You have to learn it before you daven, and then when you daven, you review the idea. Not far-fetched to say, the Rambam, that if you don't understand it, that you're not yotze. You understand, it's true. It's true. That's a very good point. That you mean to stop in the middle of Shema and try to figure it out is not really. That's like a person that's not wasn't a Masada Tefillah. So to be Masada Tefillah, you really have to learn it first. According to the Rambam, is Mestava like that? They have to learn it. So it comes out that Rav Hananel really isn't arguing with the Tanakhama or with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are saying what is preferred, the preferred limud. What Rav Hananel is saying, as long as in the tefillah it has that quality of limud, then b'di'evad yotze. And it could be everybody agrees with that. But they're speaking about really the shir, the preferable shir of limud. As long as you have the quality, so even though you don't have the quantity, so you don't have the mitzvah b'shleimusa, but the tefillah you yotze.
Also, that's why the Rambam uses the lashon of hifsik, because it's that you're starting the process, but then you interrupted it. It's not just one pasuk; it's the beginning of the process of leaving.
That's right, the hifsik.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it says Vitzvik. Once he was Mafsik already, so he doesn't have to go back. He was Mafsik. Maybe the Rambam holds that, maybe the Rambam holds like this, that in the Limud process, there shouldn't be a Hefzik. That in the Limud process, there shouldn't be Hefzik. So if you have the Tanakhama Shir, or a Yochanan Ben Uri Shir, that's a Shir in Limud. And in the Limud process, there really shouldn't be Hefzik. Because in Limud, a person is supposed to be involved in Limud. A person is supposed to, Limud demands involvement. Lasa B'divrei Sora. So there's a certain involvement in Limud. So therefore, he's involved, and he goes on. He shows that the Limud, he's involved in Limud. He goes on from Torah to Ksuvim to Nevi'im, and he's in the process of Limud. It's a process he's in. But if he was Mafsik, then he doesn't have to go anymore. Because the fact that he's Mafsik from the Limud really shows that he's because that's the Rambam's lashon. Shuvei Netzarech is really something that is funny. What do you mean Shuvei Netzarech? I mean, he should have said Yotza B'dievet. Shuvei Netzarech is mashma that he doesn't have to do anymore. That's it. Maybe the Rambam's shita is that since it is limud, once the person was mafsik at limudo, so then he doesn't have to. Then he broke already the chain. He broke already the chain of involvement. In Limud. And now there's no benefit to go back. The Limud really means Hisaskos in the Inyan Adova. But once he was Mafsik already, that's it. It was Mafsik mi Limudo.
Yeah, I mean, you do go back later, though, like in Zichronos and Shofros, you have the last Pasuk from Torah is later in the Bracha, even though you're Mafsik from saying Sukkim, though, no?
Which case?
Like by Zichronos and Shofros. Like the last pasuk in Torah for those, you are mafsik from the first nine psukim you say, and then you come back later to say it.
Oh, that is true, but I don't think you consider that a hafsaka.
So here, isn't that something? No, you'd be mafsik, you'd say a pasuk and stop, and then say the rest of the bracha, and then come back later? That wouldn't be like what you would do in this case?
No. In other words, over there, he's not really being mafsik, because the tenth one, when he's being chosen, he's tying it into the theme of the tefillah, so it's according to the Rambam. I mean, when he does it in the Zichronos and in the Shofros, that the pasuk's woven into the bracha, so really it's all one process of limud.
I see. Meaning here you'd just be throwing in another pasuk like randomly.
It's really one process of limud.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, what the Rav is saying now stands out even more. Because the Rav said that when it comes to Malchius, that you shouldn't stop by Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because the reason why there's no pasuk interwoven in the Malchius is because they use the bracha of Malchius all the time. So the Shema Yisrael was interwoven. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad was outside of the bracha, but it was meant to be part of the process of limud with the bracha. So you're really not allowed to be mafsik over there. Makes a lot of sense. It makes you, according to the Rambam, would be even more necessary, that idea, that if you're mafsik, then you're breaking the limud of the Torah Shebachzav or the Torah Shebaal Peh of the bracha. You really have to be careful not to be mafsik. Plus in the other brachas, you have the limud and the Torah Shebachzav woven in together. But in Malchus, they couldn't do it because they had already the bracha of Malchus, which they didn't want to change. So they were mitzaref, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen, Hashem Achad, which is Torah Shebachzav, to the tefillah, to Shema Yisrael's mitzaref, to the whole Malocha Kol Olam Kulo B'Chvadecha. So if you stop, you should really run right into it. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem HaChad HaLakeh HaLakeh V'Sinu Meloch HaKol HaM Kul V'Chvadecha, because the Shema Yisrael is woven into the whole HaLakeh HaLakeh V'Sinu. And if you stop, then the whole concept of limud with Torah Shebachzav and the theme of Tefillah is going to be broken. Will never materialize. I mean, I realize now, according to the way we're learning Pshat in the Rambam, what the Rav said is of major significance. It always bothered me. Okay, so let's do the guy's masik, you know what I mean? So it's true that was, I mean, he's right. Knocking that one to go with the tefillah. But according to the Rambam, that it's a combination of limud and tefillah, it must go together. We should really be more careful. That when you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kana Shema Chaz, you should immediately start with Kana Kana Shema.
Ready?
Yes.
The Rambam has it, the way he structured it is good, because by the pasuk there, by Shema, he says, Umsarascha Hashem Kasuv Lemor, which means it's like a new address, it's moving forward to the next thing. It's separated from Sukkim and attached to the next paragraph.
Again?
When the Rambam introduces the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Malchios,
yeah.
So he says, Umsarascha Adoshem Kasuv Lemor, which means it's not attached to the previous thing, it's a new address which is attached to the next thing.
That's right.
So implicitly he structures it with Mitzurah almost.
Right. It works out very well. Works out very well. So Rabbi Hanan was just telling, it comes out of Rabbi Hanan according to the Rambam, is just telling you a halacha with regard to the whole structure of limud. He's not committing himself as he holds like the Tanakhama, he also goes whether he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. He's not committing himself. But he's saying as long as you have that combination, that process, so then you're off-sick from the process, so you don't go back. You don't go back. There's no benefit in going back. Shul and Itzar, there's no benefit in going back. Okay, I'm going to have to switch phones because the battery's going down on this, so hold on. Okay, so now what do we want to do? The Seder at Torah, right?
Right.
Why don't you go from Torah to Ksuvim and then to...
Yeah, the run.
So that's the round of Tessimat Olive, correct?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Which one?
The one
we're
just doing.
Oh, he holds the Pesukim and just the Raya. It's not a new, qualitatively new kind of tefillah. And the difference would be, like we mentioned, according to the Rambam, you really have to learn it before. Something we should remember for next year. Down and learn before. You can't just say it's Sukkim if you don't know what they mean. No idea attached to it. What day did we give this year? The first day?
Yeah, that was the first day.
Well, if we would have. Yeah, somebody has to remind us next year to actually learn through the each pasuk. I'm sure it will be a different tefillah. Okay, so you want to take the Ram Dass Testament off?
Yeah.
And the way everybody davens, you have to go into the Ram. Question is, you have to go into the Ram.
Steve, you just need one pasuk in the Torah going to the Ram.
That's right.
So if a guy
understands
Shema, presumably he understands the basic idea of Shema
itself. But then you mean then everything else
you're
saying is just
Varam Everything else you're saying is just Varam Batelim.
No, that's the old Nijamah third.
The what?
He holds like the Ron for everything else.
He holds like the Ron?
For everything else.
For everything else.
Can't do that. Dude, it's a job. With regard to the Musaf on Yom Kippur, and if the Shantz doesn't understand the Kabbanis, he's not Yotze. But he says that's really limud. And the whole thing is limud. And if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't understand what he's talking about with the Kabbanis, it's worthless. So you see from that, you see there's a concept of having limud b'soch ha'tfilah. Even though, I think once I mentioned, that those kabbonos were added later. The kabbonos of the Avodah Zayom. It's not really part of the Shema, it's not really part of the Tzila B'Lakash. But the Rav held that the Shatz must know and understand every part of the kabbonos. Exactly. Otherwise, it's all of Atola. Came out, the only one who could be a Shlitzi would be the Rav. So, Maschil Batara, Mashlam Benavi. Mashma Lachar, the Lutana Kama, Ksuvim Benza. You come a Maschil Batara, Mashlam Benavi. So, fine. Okay, I'm just picking out the line. It says, Mashmu, the mother of the Tanakam, the Tzuvim Bemsa, the Baal Apollo, the Chain Kosar of Rabbeinu Haigoyen Zal, Shekachi Mesorah Biyodam, the Ramban Zal Levi Raya Ledovar, me designed by Masechet Sofrim, Perikut Ches, Gabe Tishubov, Omer Masorah. Shal Miyo, Mishel Liyamiyo, Ad Kiyato Sisa. It's called Ela, whose name is Mama Lolo, Elkim Bog Bogman Lanachla Secha, the Ad Al Naras Babo, the Afo Pisha, the Chol Makom. Okay, so there's a brother right here. I didn't look up. Anyways, the Afo Pisha, the Chol Makom, Divrei Kedusha, Madimim, the Divrei Kabbalah. So even though we're all the time, Magdim what? We're magdim the theme to the ksuvim. He says, "Vazem magdim divrei Kabbalah, divrei Kabbalah's ksuvim, divrei kedusha." Shema mino shabakom makom magdim divrei kedusha k'mesara shabaseinu agayim. So, something wrong with the text there. Ksuvim kari divrei kedusha. Shenemar baruch hakadosh. Neviim divrei kabbalah. Kiblu pi vura. Neizeh kedushas. Neviim chamura min ksuvim. It's our theme. Kedusha. Interesting. You want to say that what? The divrei kedusha. Ruach HaKodesh, Nevi'im is Divrei Kabbalah. She came Kiblu Pia Gvura. Oh, I see what he's saying. What he's saying is like this, interesting. He's the Chiddush Yad Shashen. He's explaining why Nevi'im has more Kedusha than Ksuvim. Nevi'im, the Navi received it from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Sosmi Pia Gvura. But the Ksuvim is written with Ruach HaKodesh. So it's on a lower level. That's the basis of the Rambam says in the Marna book. The Divrei Nevi'im is a higher level of Ruach. But the Navi received it directly. But in Divrei Kedusha, which is Ksuvim, it was Nemar Baruch HaKodesh. So how did the Ram have it here? Rapishu l'chol makom magdim in divrei kedusha. So let's go.
He's quoting Masechet Sofrim. So over there, it's doing divrei nevi'im before ksuvim. It says so. Even though it l'chol makom, meaning everywhere else, you do ksuvim before nevi'im, like on Rosh Hashanah. Over here by Tisha B'Av, we do nevi'im then ksuvim.
We do nevi'im first, then ksuvim. So even though all over, like over here. Shema Meneshe B'chol Mekom Adin Divrei Kedusha K'Mesar Shabasein Agayin Zal. So B'chol Mekom means here.
Right.
So you Makdim Divrei Kedusha, which is Ruach HaKodesh, which is Ksuvim. Okay. V'ashir the time Mishum Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Emaridim. Ilkoch Maschu B'Torah D'Aschola Ma'al Yehi. Akasuvan Dulekiluyatara Bakodman Ksuvan Lenavim Kadeshi Akach Mailam Bakodesh. Okay. So what we said here was I think we said also why is it Chosim but Bishal Torah? What's the idea of Chosim Bishal Torah? Because the Chazal says Shekulam Nitnu Misinai. So Yechosim, so Yatsi Mascho, but because that's the Iker. Torah is everything. Without Torah, you have nothing. So that's Nevos Moshe Rabbeinu. So you start with Torah, which is the essence. And then you mashlim b'shal Torah to show that everything's Shekul Nitnu B'Sinai. But why is it you break the order and you mark them the Ksuvim to the Nevi'im when the Nevi'im really should be prior to Ksuvim? So that's in order to have Mailam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridim. If you went the other way, Torah. Because Torah really is separate. Torah really is separate. Because he says, what? Vilkach Maschu Torah Tzcholam Ha'al-Yehi. Vachakach Ksuvim Dileki Le'iluya Torah. There can't be any Milam over there. So the Kodman Ksuvim L'Navim G'day She'yachkach Milam HaKadosh.
Ready?
That he should do the act of Milam HaKadosh. Rather than take the, rather than take what? Then take the Nevi'im first, because they're more chashuv, because they have a higher level of nevuah. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying, but by Torah, it's not in the same week, so you can't. It's not fit for Malam Hakodesh, the Amorita, but it's only by Ksuvim and Nevi'im, they can have Malam Bakodesh because it's in terms of the Nevuah is a higher level. But like Moshe's Nevuah is qualitatively different. So it's not, I'm just saying it's good that the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are the only ones that could be Malam Bakodesh. Because once you're in the same league, then you could talk about Malam Bakodesh with Marie. But when it's a qualitatively different nevuah, so then you can't even talk about it.
You're saying you can't have Milam Bakodesh to go
by the Torah. You can't even talk about it there.
That's a good question. What is it, Ascholam Alye?
Maybe because the Ron learns that the Pesukim are riots, right?
Who was that?
The Ron's learning that when you bring the Pesukim, you're really bringing riots.
Let's say what we said first. We said one thing, that Milam Bakarsh and Moridin is Allah and a Chafza. There has to be a Chafza there. So apparently that corroborates the Ran Shita that the Psukkim are really a Chafza Shel Kriya. Then you have a concept of Milam Bakodesh. If there's no Chafza Shel Kriya, so then there's no Milam Bakodesh. Where's the Kodesh? I mean, where is it? Doesn't exist. So this is a further Raya, that's the Ran Lashitasa, that he holds that the Psukkim are Kriyas Psukkim. Not really Limud, it's Pateras Kriya. Chafta Shel Kriya. Going to the realm, you have to have a different reason why you do Divrei Navi. I believe we said the reason is because Divrei Ksuvim. Because the realm mentions it's safe at Behillim, doesn't he?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It's not simply Ksuvim, it's Tehillim. And Tehillim is the safer where the emotions are lined up according to the philosophical ideas. That's why you maschul with Tehillim, because the reason is so the person's emotions should be lined up. That's why that comes first. Tehillim comes first. Yeah. Now, according to the Ran, getting back to the Ran, so the Ran holds it's the, that's why you have Milan Bakodesh. Yeah, okay, fine. That's it. But did we explain what it means by Asfalam Aliyah?
I don't think so. We did.
He said that since like when you bring heels, it's bringing a riot. So when a person brings a riot, you have to bring your best riot first. That's the way a person doesn't bring like an inferior riot and build up. He brings like the main source. He brings the biggest riot. That's how he makes his argument. And then he can go on to side points, like other things that indications that like you have to start off with the Torah because that's your main riot.
I thought when you asked it on Rosh Hashanah, you said that similar to like here at the end, that you basically qualify everything as all being Torah, you marsh from the Torah. Like, that's not a few, but in the set of three, so you start with Torah to say that Torah is the main Nevuah, and everything else really is just expansions on the themes of Torah, they're not new ideas.
And you deem everything falls around Torah.
So you marsh from the Torah, because that's the issue, that's the primary idea, and everything else is expansion on the Torah.
Right. I mean, Torah is the essence. It has to bring your right, has to first start from the essence. Then you bring the expansions. So on the expansions, rather than bring the one that has a higher level first, you want to bring the one that has a lower level first so you can do Milan Bakodesh. You have Milan Bakodesh. Okay.
Look, I think you said that Milan Bakodesh is only when you don't have a primary reason to be Master. I mean, if in its nature it has to be close, you don't get into Milan Bakodesh.
Right.
It's a secondary system.
That's right. That's right. In Torah, you have a primary reason. Because that's the essence. If you would bring a riot from Ksuvim or from Nevi'im first, that would be saying that that's, the Torah is not the essence. Now you can't do that. That's why it's Cholam Aliyah. The essence is Torah, and then you bring the Rashi in the essence, and then you have the expansions of the ideas of the Torah, which is in the Neviim and Ksuvim. And in order to have Milan Bakodesh, since the Chefzos Shel Psukim, so you start with Neviim. Yeah.
With the Ron's answer of Minor the Kodesh from Sukkot to Nevi'im, that's the work if you learn the difference like a client and consider client it. Would you still say that that Sukkot is a lesser Kedusha than Nevi'im?
Say it again?
If you learn the difference between like Nevi'im and Sukkot, like you said, like how a client learned it. Like, I mean, I guess they're both the same types of Nevuah, just one's Nitan the Kasev, one's Nitan the Yomro.
Right.
So you still say that one's a higher level of Kedusha? Does that answer still work, or would you have to give a different answer?
It's a good point. Bashas, you have to give a different answer.
That wouldn't be a higher level Kedusha that it was Nitan Nikasev?
He held it's not a higher level Kedusha.
I know he only thought a high level of Nevuah, but in terms of the Ksav, it's a high level Kedusha. You mean the Chetza, which you have.
I mean, it's a different level.
Meaning the knowledge is the same level, but in terms of the Sefer, it's a different level.
In terms of the Nevuah, it's the same level he held. Not a higher level of Nevuah. It's a different purpose. It's Nitan Le'Yomer. But just give me one second more. You have something in this thing or something in the Yisei Motzei Shabbos, Maimer Chazal, and the Yidin L'Choy. What says, Kol Makom Shata Motz Gedulasa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shamatamotze Ambasanuso. Right? Dovazer Kosova Torah, Shani Benetim, a Meshulish Piksuva. Am I right?
Yes.
And where is that source? Over there you see it doesn't go Maila Makarch. It goes on the contrary. It goes Dovazer Kosova Torah, the Shani Benetim, a Meshulish Piksuva. So why don't I go Milan Bakodesh Emery? Let me just find it. The Gemara is in Megillah, that's Lamadala. Gemara is in Megillah. Omar Biach, Mechomakom Shatamotze, Gidulasa, or Kvurasa, Shalakavish Baruch, Shamatamotze, and the Sanusa. That was the Kasbatar, Shanibanavim, and Shilz Bixudim. And he goes through the whole thing. So why does Gemara, according to the Ran, the Gemara should have gone Milan Bakardish? So what's the answer? That's correct. That's a Raya. That's correct. That's why I wanted to mention it. Because it's a Raya. Because that's not really Kriyas Pesukim. So if the Gemara, that's just Limud. So in Limud, you bring the Mochashva one first. So you bring the, first Nevi'im. And then Suv. That's a good Raya.
Rabbi?
That's a good Raya, hold it. Amar B'Yachin, yeah, the Gemara is Lamed Alef Lamed Alef. Yeah, that's a good Raya. That's a very good Raya. Yeah, it's good to save you, Mahar.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But according to the Rambam, it says it's Limud. Why isn't it in that order?
Why what?
Shouldn't it be Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, according to the Rambam, since he holds it's Limud?
No, he holds it's Limud, but the important Limud on Rosh Hashanah is the Limud Belev. The keen belief that his emotions should be affected, not simply his intellect.
Right.
So his emotions aren't affected. The lima doesn't affect his emotions. It's not a lima to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's a different thing. Tefillah. Tefillah is where the emotions are involved, and it reaches his emotions. So that's why Tehillim is Hakdama to Tefillah, to straighten out the emotions. That's the whole Sefer Tehillim. That works out very well.
Ready?
Yes, okay, it worked out well. You good?
The Gemara and Megillah, you said it's a natural order to go to Nevi'im Ksuvim because Nevi'im is more chasher than Ksuvim?
Right.
What's that idea? I mean, I just thought like it's in order. Like, Torah comes first, then Nevi'im comes, then Ksuvim comes, like in the order of Tanakh. Like, what's the idea of, I mean, I don't know. What's the idea of Hashimah of
Nevi'im? The higher level, the Ram says, the higher level of Nevuah. One is the Ruach HaKodesh, like Dan Shashim says.
Like Dan Shashim says, okay.
One is only Ruach HaKodesh, which is the lower level of Nevuah, and the other one is, when he says Mepiat Vura, he means because the Navi received it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Nevuah. So it's a higher level of Nevuah.
And so Ksuvim, in terms of the Kedusha, are higher, okay.
Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here, continue bringing it tomorrow, okay?